4th of July when I had that family reunion. My oldest girl brought me a fresh fresh pineapple from Florida. And the way you grow those things, you don't cut the top off. You catch hold of the pineapple here, and you catch hold of the top up here, and you wring it off. Ooh. It leaves a little, right at this foliage, it leaves something about an inch long. And it's kind of round, like the bottom of that cup. Well, you take that and put it in sand and keep it moisture. But don't root in about a week, you breed it. Now, how do you breed it? Now, that's something else. You take your eating apple and fasten up over the top of it. Put your dark shade over it for about a week or 2 weeks, and then it starts to growing. Then you got your pineapple growing. Mm. They are hard to keep growing because I never did fix the watering right to keep them watered. You need you something where you can test your soil. And, I was noticing one yesterday where it buy an instrument that you just go along and put it in your soil and you can tell what it is. Then they have some that you put your water in one thing with the tubes coming over into the water you plant as it needs it. Then you take, do you ever notice Chinese chestnuts?
No. I don't know what they are.
Well, did you ever notice hickory nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice how they bloom in the spring?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a male bloom on that now will not have no knot on it. They all these is, let's use this. Now, all these is a little bloom on your hickory nut tree, your pecan tree, and all that. And this, use this now to say that's a knot.
Mm-hmm.
These all look alike. But there's a little knot on one of these. These will fertilize this and pollinate it.
Oh.
These come off and there's your nut.
I see.
I've done a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
I never had time to do what I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do they call those little umbrella-shaped things that grow up in the woods that you can eat? Or if you buy them in stores, you can eat them.
I don't know
how it's fungus.
Mushroom?
Yeah. And what do you call the kind that you cannot eat?
Well, I never have learned that.
Mm.
I like mushroom soup.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many of them are so poisoned that I never would fool with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always depend on buying them because they've got to come under the food head.
Right. Well, it's dangerous to go out if you don't know what you're doing and just pick them.
And in the Bible, last year he come over to Gilgal and was teaching the prophet's son. Famine come. He told him to go out and gather some wild herb to make a seed in the pot. One went out and gathered some striped fruit, which was wild gourd.
Mm.
Brought that back in. He shredded them in the pot. They didn't throw them in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
In the pot. And when this pottage was ready to eat, they tasted and they told Elijah that there's poison, that there's death in it. He told him to go bring him some meal. He went and taken that meal and threw it in that pot.
Mm-hmm.
And it neutralized this poison.
Oh.
And it was ready for him to eat. I can't think of where it is, but look for in your Bible when you have time in the reference for gourd.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll point you to
mm-hmm.
where that's
okay.
at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they had school way back then, way before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I have to add a little bit every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.